in the limelight.
Haiti's corrupt US-backed president is facing massive demonstrations after refusing to step down. US intervention has stifled Haitian democracy and impoverished its people. And the protests are an effort to fight back, says Jim Eves, editor at Haiti Liberty, about the current protest, the government's brutal response, and the United States' ongoing complicity in the repression of the Haitian people. This article is published under the heading, Haiti's massive protests are a repudiation of U.S. intervention. Stay tuned for more. Since February 14, thousands of Haitians have taken to the streets every weekend in the capital of Port-au-Prince and elsewhere to protest President Jovenel Moïse's refusal to abdicate power. Moïse, who was elected with the backing of the United States of America in November 2016, has exploited a supposed loophole in Haiti's constitution, stating that the duration of the president's term is 5 years. The Constitution clarifies that terms must begin in February, but Moïse insists that his election in November, the delay stemming from previous U.S. meddling, entitles him to more time in office. Thousands of Haitians disagree, but their demonstrations have been met with police violence, leaving dozens dead. The latest protests stem from Moïse not stepping down on February 7, 2021, as Article 134.2 of Haiti's 1987 constitution dictates. He had been making it clear that he was not going to step down in the month leading up to the date, but it came to pass in a very belligerent way. The people did not pour out on February 7th precisely, expecting maybe that he would step down at some point, but he did not. Every weekend since, the demonstrations are growing in size and the tone is becoming sharper. There is a little contradiction in Article 134, which says that the president will serve 5 years. But there is a clarification in 134.2 that, in fact, he will have to start his term on February 7th of the year of the election. So, even though the election took place on November 20, 2016, that constitutional article insists that he start the clock on February 7th. There have been constant demonstrations throughout the presidency of Moïse, as there were for his predecessor, Michel Martelly. There were on the order of 84 demonstrations per month during the end of 2020, which is saying something given that COVID was in place. So we should say that it wasn't exactly the spark, but the straw that broke the camel's back. Heightened demonstrations have been taking place since July 2018, when Moïse had to drastically hike fuel prices in the country due to the fact that Petrocaribe oil and money were no longer flowing into the country. The IMF, who had to step in to fill the breach, said, "You have to hike the gas prices or you're not going to get a loan." So they did. And that really began the past 2.5 years of demonstrations on almost weekly if not daily basis. The largest part of it, which really has become the background for this movement, is the money stolen from PetroCaribe Fund. This became the call shortly after the gas hike in July 2018, which began on social media after an artist put up a picture of himself saying, "Where is the PetroCaribe money?" The Venezuelans gave Haiti $4 billion worth of oil, about 20,000 barrels a day. Haiti only had to pay 60% upfront, and 40% went into this capital fund, which was supposed to pay for clinics and hospitals and schools and roads and anything that would benefit the Haitian people. But instead of being used for that, it was pilfered and misspent and embezzled into a myriad of fake projects, from invisible stadiums to fake food distribution programs to fake home building programs, etc. On the order of $1.7 billion disappeared in this manner by the Martelly government. That corruption, embezzlement of the PetroCaribe funds is the rock that is sticking in the craw of the Haitian people. It should be said that Haiti also reportedly received some $13 billion worth of funds for earthquake rebuilding. Ironically, they used in Haiti the same slogan they're using in Washington today, "Build back better," but it did not go to building back better. Not only was it frittered away and intercepted by various middlemen and NGOs, but what did get through to Haiti also seems to have been misspent by the Martelly government, which received the lion's share of that as well. That, though, has not been as much in people's conscientious as the PetroCaribe funds, which was a more appreciated solidarity fund than the earthquake fund, which was headed by Bill Clinton, which Haitians felt almost from the get-go was probably not going to end up doing much for them. The U.S. seems to be having a little bit of doubt. Julie Chong, the Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemispheric Affairs, tweeted last month that she was alarmed by the authoritarian and undemocratic moves of the government. But they stopped short of saying that they were pulling any support. They seem to be keeping the same basic policy that the Trump administration had, which is to encourage Mose to hold elections, which he was supposed to have held in 2018 and 19, and pass the sash and repopulate the parliament and the mayor's offices throughout Haiti. The Biden government has certainly got to be seeing the size of these demonstrations. The other factor is that as the demonstrations grow in size and ferocity, the U.S. Congress is putting increasing pressure on the Biden administration, saying that Mose should step down and be replaced by a provisional government. The other thing we have to fear, specifically with hawks and warmongers who are now populating the Biden administration, is the third foreign military intervention in Haiti in the past 30 years, of course, probably dressed up as a humanitarian intervention. This would be like throwing a rock into the hornet's nest, because the Haitian people, without any equivocation, are fed up with foreign military occupations, especially of the U.S.